Good morning, church. Good morning, beloved of the Lord. Are you understanding you're beloved? I am loved. You are loved. We are His beloved. Let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Let's get ready to praise God this morning. Father, we thank You that we have the breath of life in us yet here again, and that we have gathered together and of one mind to sing praises now as we're about to start the service, to praise, glorify, and lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, Father, we just thank You once again for meeting us here with Your Holy Spirit like You always do, that as we offer up our praises to You and we come to You in spirit and in truth, that You're going to meet us here again. We thank You for this now in Jesus' name. Amen. Come bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the holy place and bless the Lord, and bless the Lord. Come bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the holy place and bless the Lord, and bless the Lord. Come bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the holy place and bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Come bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the holy place and bless the Lord, and bless the Lord.
Jesus.
The battle ere the night shall veil the glowing skies.
hands against the foe. It fails below. Let all our strength be whole. Faith is the victory we know that overcomes the world. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. His banner over us is love, our sword the word of God. We tread the road the saints above with shouts of triumph trod. By faith they like a whirlwind's breath swept on o'er every field. The faith by which they conquer death is still our shining shield. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Comes the world. On every hand a foe we find, drawn up in dread array. Let tents of ease be left behind, and onward to the fray. Salvation's helmet on each head, with truth all girt about. The earth shall tremble 'neath our tread, and echo with our shout. Faith is the victory, faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. To him that overcomes the foe, why raiment shall be given. Before the angels he shall know his name confessed in heaven. Then onward from the hills of light, our hearts with love aflame, will vanquish all the hosts of night in Jesus' conquering name. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thy people on their toilsome way. Lead us from night to never-ending day. Fill all our lives with love and grace divine. And glory.
you, Lord.
Faith is the victory and God of our fathers.
Secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. My God, in Him will I trust. My God, in Him will I trust. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. My God, in Him will I trust. My God, in Him will I trust.
Thank you, Jesus.
I have a song that Jesus gave me. It was sent from heaven above. There never was a sweeter melody. 'Tis a melody of love. In my heart there rings a melody. There rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody. There rings a melody of love. I love the Christ who died on Calvary, for He washed my sins away. He put within my heart a melody, and I know it's there to stay. In my heart there rings a melody. There rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody of love. 'Twill be my endless theme in glory, with the angels I will sing. 'Twill be a song with glorious harmony, when the chords of heaven ring. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody of love. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody of love.
Amen.
Is that true for you?
Yes.
Thank you. I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. I see His hand of mercy, I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always near. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see His loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that He is leading through all the stormy blast. The day of His appearing will come at last. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King, the hope of all who seek Him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives within my heart. And because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds the future, and life is worth the living just because He lives. God sent His Son. They called Him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. And because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds a future, and life is worth the living just because He lives. How sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and joy He gives. But greater still, the calm assurance this child can face in certain days, because He lives. And because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds a future, and life is worth the living just because He lives. And then one day I'll cross that river. I'll find life's fine, no war with pain. And then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the lights of glory and I'll know He lives. And because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, news. All fear is gone, because I know He holds the future, and life is worth the living just because He lives.
Amen.
That's what the Apostle Paul was talking about. He said, I'd rather be up in heaven. To die is to gain. But it is necessary for me to be here. He realized that. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. All fear is gone. He holds the future, and life is completely, totally worth living because he lives. Amen. And there come that day when every single one of us, right, we're going to cross that river like it says. And then as death doesn't give way to sadness, but to victory, to victory. Amen. And we step out of our bodies. We see God's holy angel standing there and we say, take me home. I'm ready to go. Amen. Amen. Because he lives.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending, bring from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I am my Savior and happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Amen.
Behold, God is my salvation, I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and song, and He has become my salvation. Behold, God is my salvation, I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and song, and He has become my salvation. Behold, God is my salvation, I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and song, and He has become my salvation. And
He has become my salvation. And He has become my salvation.
Amen.
Find the words to that in Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2.
Jesus, because he first loved me. To me he is so wonderful, to me he is so wonderful, to me he is so wonderful, because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. To me he is so wonderful, to me he is so wonderful, to me he is so wonderful, because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, I praise you. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. All the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable are His judgments, and His ways past finding out. Hallelujah. Oh, great is that mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, was justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, revealed into the world, received up into glory. Oh, great is that mystery of godliness. Oh, Lord, we thank You. We thank You, Lord, how awesome of a God are You, Lord. Oh, how awesome God You are. Oh, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His abundant mercy He has begotten us unto a lovely hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. Praise His holy name. We thank You, Lord, and praise You, Lord, for a glorious day today, for a day of victory. A day of victory. Oh, we love You, Lord. We appreciate You. God, who was rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, that even while we were dead in sins, He quickened us together with Christ. For by grace we are saved. And He raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And we want to say today, we are high and rising. We are high and arising. Oh, He delivered us from the powers of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, by whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Thank You, Lord God. Praise You, Lord. Praise You, Lord. Oh, it is God that girded us with strength, and He makes our way perfect. He makes our feet like hinds' feet, and He sitteth us upon our high places. And we want to thank You that we are high and rising. And we, O Lord, have no reason. We have no reason to dwell in our circumstances, to dwell in O Lord, tribulations, in trials and temptations. Let us instead dwell in the secret place of the Most High, that we may abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. He is my God, and in Him will we trust. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, in Him will we trust. Surely He will deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He will cover us with His feathers, and under His wings shall we trust. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we have no reason to complain. We have no reason to, defeated. For we have the victory in Christ Jesus, and all we need to do, dwell in a secret place of the Most High. Hallelujah. And we want to thank You and praise You, Lord, that we are blessed people. Let us act. Let us, O Lord, believe in that. Let us practice what we preach. We pray today in the name of Jesus. Oh, we love You, Lord. We appreciate You, and we thank You for being with us. Thank You, Lord, for finishing the work that You began in this body of believers. Thank You for anointing the pastors. You will bring the message to us today. Give him the anointing, give him the freedom to preach, and let the word come out with power. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And let us not live the same as we came. And we praise you and thank you, Lord, that we, oh Lord, that we have the victory in Christ Jesus. And you always cause us to triumph in Christ Jesus. Oh, praise your holy name. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Lord, as we are about to receive this offering, you told us, bring your tithes into the storehouse that it might be meat in my house. And prove me herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I do not open you the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing that it may not be enough room to receive it. And Lord, we thank you and praise you. Oh, we praise you, Lord, that you stand good in your promises. And what you have promised, you are also able to perform. And we want to thank you today for a mighty victory in this body of believers. A mighty victory, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the anointing for everyone that gives a testimony today. Anoint, oh Lord, we pray, Karen, as he gives the invitation. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Let it be victory in this body of believers, we pray, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we want to give you all the praise. We want to give you all the glory and all the honor. And pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, amen.
Before we get started with testimonies, I just want to make a little announcement. Yesterday I put a new book into the lending library, and I'm not sure whether everyone is aware that we have a lending library back there in the office. Pamela is actually the librarian, and there's a sign-out sheet. And if you don't know how it works, Pamela will be happy to describe that to you. But the new book that I put back there is called Islam and why we got out of it. So it's a bunch of ex-Muslims. So I'm, there's a whole lot of books back there available for you guys to check out. And with that, I'm going to open it up to testimonies. Is there anyone with a burning testimony? Okay, I see someone with two hands raised. Michael.
I think it's always a pleasure to give a testimony. I think it was about a year ago, I was in a house in Fresno, and I was renovating the house, and some bad things happened there, and I was alone. I woke up about 3 o'clock in the morning to some kind of a strange circumstance. You know, a lot of times when you encounter evil, it's like that. It's very strange and bizarre and weird and frightening and complex and difficult to understand. So it was like it was a buzzing sound or something. And I mean, it wasn't a bee. It was like very loud. And this is like a classical sound of an evil demon or something. And I'm not a demonologist, but I know that much. This was one. It was not an insect, okay? So it wasn't a mouse that was buzzing about my head or anything. So, no, I didn't say in Jesus, be gone. You know, I didn't say that. But I am a believer, and I said, get out! Something to that effect, you know, and it just vanished. I had a very strong encounter. Too loud, too soft, too close, too near. Shut it down, babes. You only got a limited time. It's probably what it means. Or it means encouragement. Okay, thank you. So, I mean, what are we to learn, you know? Yeah, we sing the songs, but do we really believe it? You know what? I'm not singing. I look at the songs and I try to have that come into my deep, deep understanding so that I can deep, deep practice it. I'm not here to play around. This is one of the most important times of the week. And one time before, many years ago, I encountered a much more demonic presence, and I was not a Christian at the time. The practice that I was practicing, I quickly left because I wasn't looking for demons. I wasn't looking to be entertained by them or learn from them. In fact, I was seeking God. So that was then, and this is now, and that was a year ago in Fresno. So as we grow in faith, we can fight the demons more and more. And, of course, in our country, we got a grace presence of demons. All over, high, low, medium, everywhere. They're all over the place now. And it may be a time of an end according to Bible prophecy. I don't know. But I'll say one thing. It's an end to this country if we don't put a stop to this. And anyway, whether it's the end of the whole earth or smaller end, we have to continue to fight it. We don't lay down, you know. So, yeah, it's a wonderful thing, I thought, to share. And it's all the more a pleasure, of course, because it's not just me up here rapping. It's it's an actual experience. And I mentioned that to Norma, who has very good testimonies. I do encourage her to speak even more up here. And, of course, others as well. We all like to hear an interesting first account, you know. Thank you.
Irene, come on up.
Hi. Okay, this is the way to talk. You encouraged me to speak. I wasn't sure if I wanted to because I forgot something at home just before coming, and I was so excited about doing this today. But I think God redeems everything, and He will make it even better. The thing is that I wanted to share today is that definitely we do encounter the enemy attacks, but the Lord have, even through all the teachings about this, the Lord sometimes point to me some specific things to be able to deal with that specific area and overcome it. And one thing He mentioned to me was to be alert of two things that the devil would like to do to us. And one is, he's a liar, and that is definitely his way of presenting and acting in any areas of our life if he can. And the other one, that he's a thief. So the first part is when we believe his lies, we become very fearful, because that's the way the lies usually make us react to. So this is the way we should be alert when fear comes of us. Why is this fear coming? And then if he's a liar, why should we believe his lies to make us fear and react to that lies? And I had opportunity to do this, and it really works. It's true. But I'm not going to go into the details. And another thing is that he's a thief. And the one thing he wants to steal is the peace of God. And it's so real, because I was dealing with other people and praying with other opportunities that God gave me. And is that they say, I want peace, I want peace. And I said, well, peace is something we already have from Jesus. He said, my peace I give you, my peace I live with you. So if he would come right now in his glorified presence, and he would not change that. He said, I give you my peace. Would you believe more that than if we read it in his word, that he said, I give you my peace, you have it. So when the enemy wants to steal the peace of God and make agitation and what I put here is that really make us anxious about, you know, whatever is we are involved in. And then I realized that there is no need for that, because the devil can never steal from us the presence of the Holy Spirit in our life. And we have the ability to yield to him and pray in the Spirit. He cannot steal from us what the Holy Spirit can do, because he is greater than anything else. So this is what I realized in this moment of trying to deal with those things that come against me, and I guess it comes against most of us, then the Holy Spirit is there to help us to overcome and bring the light and dissipate and really make the devil flee through the power of prayer in the Spirit and rebuking the fear and rebuking the thief to steal from us what belongs to us. So this is what I wanted to say, and I wanted to share that. And also, as I was driving today, I was thinking about different things, and the Lord told me that he wants to restore the years that the locusts have eaten. And that is in Joel 2:25. I just found it, and that bears witness of those thinking today. On Isaiah 12:2, I wrote it down, and that God is our salvation, and he wants to do that. He wants to restore the years that the enemy have stolen, and all these locusts and all these different ways that the devil wants to steal from us, you know, the palmer worm, all those different ways that God is mentioning the works of the destroyer, basically. So he wants to restore those years to us. And we have to believe that by the Holy Spirit and yielding to him and resisting the devil, we will have restoration, because that's what he wants to do in our lives. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Well, I'm going to believe and receive that word today. Are there any other testimonies? Charles.
Had a conversation the other day with Pastor John. It was kind of a depressing conversation. I was lamenting the state of our country and what's going on. And I said, well, it just seems like we're heading to the point where it's going to be another revolution. It's almost like we're going to need to shed blood all over again to fight what we fought for a couple hundred years ago. And he said something. He said, that's the low road. And I said, what? He said, that's the low road. He said, we need to take the high road. And I said, well, what exactly do you mean by that? So he told me, and then I thought about it. The Bible is full of stories of the high and the low road. The high road being God's perfect plan of what he wants for us. The low road being it's his permissive plan. It goes through in the end, but there's pain and suffering that goes along with it. The high road is Abraham and Isaac. The low road is Abraham and Ishmael. The high road is Joshua and the Battle of Jericho. The low road is them trying to take the city of Ai and just getting crushed by this little city. And you go through and you read all throughout the Bible, and I just realized, okay, then you have so many instances of where God did miracles, where it just looked impossible. And doesn't it look impossible today? It, you know, I sometimes sit there and I read the news, and it just makes me angry. Angry at what people are doing in the name of whatever they believe is right. Or want to be able to stand up and say, that isn't right, that isn't right. So, it encouraged me, and I just wanted to share that with you, that, you know, in the Kabbalah, they have the high road and they have the low road in the Kabbalah. In the high road, you make the whole world good. In the low road, you make the whole world evil. And in the end, their holy serpent rises out of the pit. But you have to make the whole world holy or evil to get to the final thing. So the devil has the high and low road as well. But we're sticking to God's. So I was sitting there thinking, okay, if we're not going to have a blood revolution in this country, how can we change it then? It's what John's been emphasizing for so long, right? Prayer, faith, fasting. Prayer, faith, fasting, reading the Bible. So, it greatly encouraged me as I was sitting there thinking about it. Because what the Bible doesn't record is that when the Israelites had victories, even though they won, there were still men who died. And those men had families, wives, children, who were now fatherless, husbandless. When God does the high road, there is no loss. There is none whatsoever. But when we go through and we take the low road and we push through, okay, we could have the victory in the end, but there's going to be a cost associated with it. So, I for one, I'm going to shoot for the high road.
Joanne and Sateris, come on up.
Well, this is Joanne's testimony, and I'll let her start. But it was a blessed mission that we went yesterday. So go ahead, Joanne.
It's our testimony, and it was tremendous. And it, am I on? And the power of God fell really heavily. Because I've been praying for years and years and years, 26 years or more, for this person's salvation. And a long time ago, over 26 years, I had a friend that had a daughter. And the daughter didn't like me. Her mother didn't like me, nothing. And then one day I saved her life. The Lord used me to save her life, literally. And then they started speaking to me and invited me to a birthday party. And I came unglued. I couldn't believe it. But anyway, Reggie Shin came into this church not too long ago, and he's a friend of Mary Catherine Eddy. This is the girl's name. And I'm his friend, and so I said, Reggie, why don't you invite Mary to lunch, and then invite her to church? And he forgot. And then he invited her to lunch. And then he spoke to her about me being here and so forth. And anyway, as it's turned out, Reggie called me twice, called Ina, Mary Catherine called, and so on and so forth. And we went to visit her yesterday. And it was really a blessing from the Lord, a long time of praying. Don't ever give up on salvation. And so we got there, and she talked, and she talked. He can give the details. And she's involved in something that Pastor John has taught us about from the One World Order. And how they invade your home and they plant things and they try to drive you crazy and get you depressed so you'll die off and so forth. That's about as much as I can say about it. But I'll let you speak.
We allowed her to, or let her actually do all the talking. And And really, she had a long story to say. I mean, that how she's going through a turmoil. She has a beautiful house in a big area, about 85 acres of land. And she seems that she's captive in that castle where she lives.
For 10 years.
For 10 years, yes. And she told us story after story what they do in a psychological warfare against her. And she mentioned that same word herself, how she's going and what she's going through. And at the end of it, we said there is a better way. There's a more excellent way, and his name is Jesus. And when you make him your Lord and Savior, he will change the situation. And we quoted different scriptures, and one of the scriptures that I mentioned to her was that if God watches not the city, they labor in vain. If God watches not the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. And that's what happened. And she doesn't want to leave the property because they're going to do damage in her house. And so that's what I told her, that remember, the Lord can protect you when you are under his wings. And then we gave her the scripture of Psalms 91. I said, she brought the Bible and we asked her to read it. And she started reading it. And after she finished, I said, doesn't that apply in your life? Isn't it exactly what you're going through and what God can do in your life? She admitted, she said, yes. So Joanne gave another scripture about Mark 11:22-26, and she read that. And so at the end it says, and if you stand praying, forgive if you have an ought against anyone, so your Heavenly Father will forgive you. And then if you don't forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Heavenly Father forgive yours. And so I said, you need to forgive. So we finished that, and then gave us a lot of scriptures. The Holy Spirit was so powerful there. He was moving so powerfully. And one scripture after the other was coming. One after the other, and it was wonderful to give exactly what she needed. And then we said, how would you like that we have a prayer? And as soon as we said that, she grabbed her hands, and we joined hands, all of us, three of us together, and we started praying. And she was really touched, and now I said, would you like to give your heart to Christ? Make him your Lord and Savior. Make him your protector. Make him your source. And so she said yes. And she prayed the sinner's prayer. And she received Christ. And I said, only a few minutes. Only if you really, it's in your heart. And she said, yes, it is in my heart to do it. And so she accepted Christ as a Lord and Savior. And it was a wonderful blessing.
And she told my husband how somebody saved her life. And then we started talking about Bibles, and she picked up her father's old Bible. He got saved, and that is a miracle of God, a true miracle. And it was a rejoicing. After she said the sinner's prayer, we ran and hugged each other and just rejoiced all the rest of the day. And then she took us through this home that she designed and had built herself, had someone build it for her, and it's beautiful. And it was just a joyous thing to be up there in all those trees and mountains and the beautiful sky. There was no chemtrails in the sky. But we spoke to her that God would make her enemies to be at peace with her. And she had a lot of peace overtake her. And we're praying that it's going to hold. And she wants to come to our church. She likes our pastor, what she's heard about our pastor. And we're just thankful that she's going to come here and stay with us and not go do something else later. that she's very thankful for God being in her life. She knew God, knew about him, but she had never received him. She was out of the Catholic schools and church. And so we just thank God for everything he did, and I thank God for her father's salvation. I tried to get God to let my husband go and speak to the man, and he kept saying no, but he knew he was going to get saved anyway. But it's just beautiful to see somebody love the Lord like that and just shine. And she fell in love with the Holy Spirit through Soteris' anointing, through the prayers. And so we're praying for God to send her here and have her love it. And I said, well, we have all kinds of people here. We're like a melting pot. So you'll find anything you want to find. But we love Jesus. So we just thank God for everything that happened. And we'll go back. We anointed that place, and it's long and big. And then she had another building built behind her home to store her large equipment and so forth. And we went up to the top and looked out over the view is just gorgeous up there. But we thank God for what he's done in Mary Catherine Eddy's life, and that she's going to continue on. She's going to restore herself to her brother through forgiveness and so forth, whatever happened, and that she'll be an evangelist for the Lord. She's very outspoken, and she's trying to learn now to cool it a little bit and hasn't managed. But she will when Jesus gets a hold of her. But we're just very thankful. Thank you, Jesus.
We had also asked forgiveness for different things like bitterness in her heart, fear, stress, anxiety, all those kinds of things. She asked the Lord to forgive, and we did this mini deliverance, whatever the Lord gave us at the moment, and she asked for forgiveness, and she was delivered of those things. And we stay focused. That she needs to stay focused on the Lord, and God's holy angels are going to protect her, and keep her, stay focused on the Lord.
Amen.
Not to dwell in circumstances and what she's going through, but allow the Lord to do it. And also, we mentioned the scripture that if your ways are pleasing to the Lord, he will make even your enemies to be at peace with you. And he will turn around the things, and those people who come against you, God can make them your friends again.
Amen.
So it was wonderful what went on, and we praise God for that, for his presence there. Amen.
We thank the Lord for a new friend coming in.
Well, thank you all for sharing, and I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Pastor John.
Praise God. It's good to have a church that likes to give testimony. We've got some prayer requests here today. And every week, we do pray for safety for all people, men, women, boys and girls attending our church and affiliated with us. And we pray particularly we will not have any car accidents. We have not so far prayed against anyone having a rock accident. And we got a phone call this morning from Vasily and Cindy. And last Friday, about 2 days ago, they were out working in the yard. And apparently they were doing some kind of leaf work or cleaning up whatever. So he was probably a bit lower, and Natalia was higher up, and she decided to heave some rocks. And so one of the rocks hit Vasily in the head. And Cindy said he's been goofy since that time. I don't know if he was joking or not, but they called, he couldn't come. He was didn't feel very good today. So we want to pray for Vasily, and I guess we got to add to our protection prayer that no one gets any rocks in their heads. And at this time, let's just have everybody come up that would like to come up and pray. And we're going to hand out some prayer requests to you. You don't have to give me these back, so you can just take them home. And once you pray over them, you can pray again. So let's start out here. We have, this is for the Stanley family, and this is in Virginia. So I'm going to, can you read? You cannot read. Okay, I give it to you then. But you, yeah, you can read. I'm asking with your glasses. Okay, so Lois does read very well. Has done that for years. So I would like to pray for our German brother that we have talked about that has been in depression and failing to faith. So if you want to pray for that. And we got Thomas and Mary Burns are up in Oregon again for another week. And this time he loaded a second time on the back of his motorcycle. He got a big one, so that's what they're riding on. So I'm going to ask the terrorists if you pray for them. And let's have, we got, let's see here. Let me have Sister Carol come on up here. And you pray against the rocks. Pray for Vasily. Okay. And then we need to pray for Mary Gage in Texas. I give that to Charles. And let's have a backup here, Sister Karen. And I'd like you to go after the speculators in oil. Let me read this. The price of oil started to go down after we prayed last week, and then it went up again. We must pray hard against the speculators who are determined to make money on the back of the people. It's not a question of what it costs to produce the oil. This is dirty speculation, driving up the price for another reason to make a big profit without having to work for it. That's what speculators do. They don't work for it. So you pray for the oil. And let's see here what we got left out here. Let's see, Monica, you want to come and pray for our finances? She's our treasurer, so that will be fitting for you to pray for our finances. We are in a critical condition. And let me say this to you that are watching us right now. We have never had so many friends as we're having right now. And yet we have so very few of you helping us out. And I don't know how to read that. So you are friends. You listen. You write to us. You pray with us. For some reason, a lot of you have not helped us out lately. So we need help. So let's start with Sister Lois, and then we just go down the line here.
Father God, we lift up this German gentleman. I don't have his name, but you know his name very well. And Father, we prayed for him before. But Lord, we ask that you do a special work in him, that you somehow get him to read the scripture that will build up his faith, that will build up his encouragement, that there, your scripture is full of encouragement for us, Lord God. And we need to be in it to communicate, to have that communication with you. Father God, I just ask that you take away the depression, that you you lift his spirit, that you the Holy Spirit ministers to his spirit and brings him out of it and shows him all of the blessings that you have given him and all of the blessings you have for him in your word, and that he will believe that he is blessed, and he will believe it and receive it, Lord God, that he will receive your healing to his soul, your healing to his spirit, that it will, he will come out after prayer with you, praising you and feeling like he's on top of the world, and that he is, Lord, because when we're with you, we are on top of the world, and nothing can defeat us except our own selves. We defeat our own selves. But Lord, when we put our faith in you, nothing can defeat us, because you are there and you are everything. You provide everything we need, and you provide every spiritual ministry thing we need too, Lord. And you show us ourselves so that we can correct things. Father, we just ask you to bless and pour out your love on this gentleman in Germany, Lord God. Let him feel your love. Let him know that he is precious to you and that you care so much about him and for him and for his future. You have it all prepared for him, and you want to show it to him, Lord. Father, we thank you for hearing our prayer and for ministering to this gentleman. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we lift up the Stanley family to you. We thank you for the salvation. And it to me, you're making the mother and the wife the solitaire in the family. She's been delivered. And there needs to be repentance for the father and the four children. And we know you'll do that, Father God, through prayer. We thank you and praise you that they're going to want deliverance by the Holy Spirit. Only the Holy Spirit can move on them through the mother's prayer and the wife's prayer and the church's prayer. We thank you and praise you, Father God, that they see what the mother has, the wife has, and that they're going to want it in the fullest. So we thank you for the wife and mother holding up under Jesus Christ, clinging to Jesus, and not wavering, not doubting, and not having any unbelief that she's doing incorrectly. She's doing correctly. We thank you and praise you for that, Father God, and that the husband and the children are going to want what the mother and wife has. We just thank you and praise you, Father God, for the wonderful way you have of working in a family. When you put a solitaire in there, you got a purpose and a reason, and you're going to have your way. And we thank you and praise you for victory for all of the Stanleys. In Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, we lift up to you Thomas and Mary Burns. And Lord, as you took them safely there, we ask you to bring them safely back. We pray for the guardian, protective minister, militant warring angels around the front, the back, left and right, up and bottom of the motorcycle where they ride in. And we thank you and praise you, Father, for mighty victory. We pray, O Lord, that something wonderful will happen. They will fall in love with each other more than ever before. And also fall in love with you, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, even more. Even more than they have already. And we thank you, Lord, for bringing unity in that family, for bringing them all in one accord, for the children being, O Lord, serving the Lord our God. And let this family all together being in the house of the Lord and serving our Lord our God, we pray today in the name of Jesus. And we come all in one accord and pray, O Lord, as they delight in you, that you give them the desires of their heart, that all their children will serve our Lord our God and Amen. Not walk in the flesh. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for victory in that family. We give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father God, I pray right now against all of the speculators and investors who are driving up the price of oil and all the other things in this country that we the people need to survive on, including the food and the real estate. And Father, I just ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you would break their stronghold on the greed of money, and that you would break their hold on it, and that you would break all those demonic forces and just cause them to crumble and be totally destroyed and fall to the ground, that they would have no control or no ability, that all of their ability to touch that stuff would be gone, that it would cease to exist in the name of Jesus, and that prices would come back into reasonable reason so that your people could survive. Your people would be able to live reasonably. And Lord, I just want to ask you right now too, this was not a submitted prayer request, but I just want to ask you right now that you would be with my family in Pennsylvania, my Aunt Mary, who is in the hospital, who went in for surgery and has suffered a stroke.
She's a believer in you, and she's a born-again believer, and I ask you right now that you would heal her body and that you would help her to rise back up again, that she would survive the stroke and be able to speak and live again, and that this would be a testimony to the rest of the family of the power of God, and that the family would come together. There would be no more bickering and fighting amongst them, and that they would see that you are alive and that you are real. And I ask this in Jesus' name.
I thank you, my Heavenly Father, for the financial situation in the church, that it's going to improve. I praise your name for that. And I ask, Jesus, that you will be with all of these people that are out there all over the world that are watching the live streaming, and people that are watching the DVDs after the fact, and people that are listening to the sermons. I pray, Jesus, as they are blessed, that they will send in their financial contributions to the ministry so that there will be meat in your house, Jesus. And as we are only the managers here and trying to take care of the ministry that is truly yours, I pray that you will help us all. Send in the contributions, Jesus, so that we can do what we need to do, pay the bills, pay the salaries, and whatever else comes our way. I pray that you will impress upon these people that are out there that they need to do their part as we here do our part. I thank you, Jesus, and I praise your name.
Father, we lift up Mary Gage in Texas. She's out of the hospital now, and she's suffering from bipolar disorder. And I don't know exactly what it is, but I also know, Father, that when we're born into this world, we're not born bipolar. We're not born with anything. It's a byproduct of sin. So, Father God, I just ask that you would just reveal through your Holy Spirit to this woman the truth of what needs to happen in her life to be able to be set free from this. That there is no quality of life in being drugged and having to pay money for that and having all the side effects from that. But Father, there's quality in life when we're healthy and full of joy and walking the way that you want us to. So, Father, I just ask that through your Holy Spirit, through your written word, that there is the answer. The truth for what she needs is right there. And, Father, we just ask that you would show it to her, and so that we will be able to hear from her in a short amount of time, where she will be able to praise God to say, I am healthy once again. Amen. Now, Father, I also lift up the needs for our country here today. Father, you heard what I said earlier during testimony time. And it just seems so easy to be able to say, well, let's just throw everybody out on their ears. Let's annihilate them. Let's just get rid of everybody. And I'm sure this is what the early Christians felt like when it came to Saul, who later became the Apostle Paul. I don't even know if they prayed for him. But Father, you sovereignly saved him. You chose him. And Father, I am sure that you can do the same things for our ungodly leaders that we have here right now. They are despicable. We sit there and we look at them and they're loathsome in our eyes. And it's hard to love them. But Father, we pray for them nevertheless, that they are the ones that are there in power, and that you can take and turn what looks like an impossible situation and turn it around. And so Father, we just thank you that your will be done here on this earth, that you're going to change people's lives, that whether someone is prominent or not, that they will stand up and they will do something just like the Apostle Paul did. He made his mark here in this world and in history, and it has withstood the test of time. We sit there and we read half the New Testament that came about as a result of him. Father, we just thank you that you're going to do something in this country, that we're not going to sit there and be apathetic, but that we will petition you fast and to pray and to sit there and say we want some change, something that's good, not the change that they're promising, which is just evil. Father, we just thank you now for doing a work in this country, changing hearts, bringing repentance. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Father, we bring before you our brother Vasily, who had the head wound. And we thank you that you have deposited in him faith. And we pray that you would stir up that faith so that he can receive his healing. We thank you that you have the same spirit as in him that raised Jesus from the dead. And we thank you that you have promised that by your stripes we are healed. And so we receive those promises for Vasily, and we ask for a complete and total healing in his brain. We thank you for that in Jesus' name.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we lift up the Timmerman family as they are in South African vacation time. Father God, you know the upheaval, the civil unrest in Africa, South Africa right now. And we thank you, Lord, as their vacation is drawing to an end, that you would safely allow them to be able to board an airplane and to fly back to Europe again, Father God, to their home, and that there will be no harm to them or to their children. And we also pray for an anointing upon them to witness, to pray, to minister to their friends, family, that they will make an impact upon them. And we bless you for that, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, that we have a praying church, men and women that are willing to pray and to seek your face. And we thank you, Father God, right now, for these men and women here around me, Lord, that are standing here and saying, I want to pray, I will pray, I can pray. And most of all, that the prayers are heard in heaven, and sooner or later, they shall be answered. We know that for sure. And we thank you, we bless you right now greatly. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And those who agreed said, amen. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated. You know, we had prayer time last week here, and we had an answer to prayer. And I want to share that with you. And last week when we were here, I saw that Javier left the service about twice, and he got a phone call. So then I saw that he and Thomas prayed, and then I saw Javier taking off. And then Thomas was up here, and he prayed for Javier because he had a problem. So Javier, at this time, would you come on up and share with us what happened last Sunday? And the victory, I understand you got some bonus too.
Yeah, what happened last Sunday, my wife's niece is come from Mexico. But she's a teenager. She's only 13 years old. But when her mother and her father there in Mexico are signing who's picker up right here and, in Sacramento. Okay, they go right in Mexico, they port, they sign my last name wrong. They not put my right last name. So right here in the airport, the police, not the police, the security to the airport, they say, okay, so that's happened right here. So we got her name, okay, but your name, Javier, is wrong because your last name is not in your ID. That's not the same thing. I say, well, so we need to do something. Yeah, so maybe we need call Mexico or send back your niece. I said, well, so how do you think send back to Mexico? Because we cannot do nothing. Okay, call Mexico. And I tell him, okay, only happened that one. If you send her Mexico back, somebody else need to pay for the flight to back to America. She born here. But her parents back to Mexico when she was 1 year old, 1 year and a half, something like that. She didn't speak nothing English. That's another problem. They say, so maybe in his passport, that's a false passport because she born right here, but she didn't speak English. Well, she live in Mexico. And they say, okay, all we can do, call to Mexico, to airport in Mexico, and asking, so what's wrong? do it, whatever you want to do, but so we need to do something and right now, because supposed to be she arrived 8 o'clock. It passed like 4 hours after, and she, and they called that girl. I said, so my two little girls no eat, they are hungry, so you need to do something. I said, okay, also, we can call to Mexico. And I tell them, okay, you can use my phone. I got a long distance. If you want to call, no, we need to call her parents. Okay, do it. And they call to her parents. They call to her today, port in Mexico. And I tell them, so, well, we cannot wait anymore. So what happened? That's not my, this mistake is not our mistake. That's your mistake. Not the airport mistake. It's the airline's mistake. Right? Not us. So we can, we pass 4 hours and we need to pick up this girl. And one lady say, okay, so I understand, how do you feel? Yeah, I'm a little pissed up because, so we pass 4 hours right here and nothing. I say, okay, so let me see what I can do. Okay. She do a few calls and she back say, okay, everything is okay. You're right. Your last name is Guevara, no Gonzalez. Okay, you can take a dead girl, everything, and don't worry. And so we can bring you $120 for a bonus to go to eat an Applebee's. Okay, excellent. Say, and my wife told me, so, you know, so we're waiting 3 hours right here, and we call right here, right there. I tell them, you know what happened when you called me last time? I'm in the church. So Tom told me, you can go to see what happened, and we can pray. We pray right here. I said, well, let's do it that. I said, so I think the God's hands is working now. Right now, that's what I think. And so we back to Applebee to take a good lunch, and everything, everybody that right now is happy because the ladies with us and everybody. And in Mexico, my sister-in-law told me, thank you very much, but that's not our mistake. We say your last name is Guevara, not Gonzalez. I said, well, I know that. That's not our mistake. That's the airline mistake. But the doubt is with us right now, and don't worry about it. And I tell my wife, oh, I think the hand the God is working right now with us, because she's with us. She's not sent back, like, because when I find my wife there in the airport, she cry. If they send back Diana, so what we need to do? Paying another ticket to fly back? No, don't worry. So we need to do something. I say, okay, and I praise God for that, and amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. God hears prayer. Well, let's have the outlines handed out then.